we consider contribution connected with, in this expression general, we derive for any green function. We have numerator, denominator, and we consider contribution connected with the numerator. So now let's concentrate on this quantity, this matrix element in the denominator. Let me remind how this came. Actually, this is special form of what we had. This denominator, so this guy, was equal, actually, we started from there to the following one. If you look at the derivation, also it's in the book. Of real ground state. So this is what we had. We actually first had this quantity in denominator, but then we show that this quantity can be expressed in this form through those interaction picture operator. But actually, initially we had this denominator. So this equals this. This is we already show. Okay, we will use actually this later. But now let's consider what kind of diagrams correspond to this quantity. So now we should, again, as before, expect in Taylor series this exponent. But no, now we do not have x, y external point. We do not have that. So in this case, what we have now, corresponding diagram. So we will get, for example, this diagram plus this diagram plus this. And so and point is that if we consider all possible diagrams with all factors, which is not easy, but this series actually could be expressed more. So we have actually all possible diagrams, but in exponent. So So this is contribution of this diagram in exponent correspond to this quantity. I need this consideration quite involved, so we assume this without proof. So what we have, this is vacuum. Bubbles. So if we expand this exponent, what we have? First term one, second term, just these diagrams, but then square of those diagrams, because certainly we could have when this guy appears twice and so on. So it's involved mathematically, kind of combinatoric proof, but this is what we need. So this is this contribution. Okay, now let us consider one of those diagrams. This first, it looks like A, right? So this is our vertex. And now let us now use those Feynman rules to calculate expression corresponding to this diagram. So we have just one vertex. Well, then, so we have this minus I lambda over 2 pi 4. Now we have, let me put the step form. So we have, say, P1 momentum, it goes around and comes back. P1 on the same vertex. Here we have here we have P2, and this guy, you see, goes outside this vertex and then return back. Right? Okay, so in this case, we should write for each P1, P2, we should write, okay, rule 4, right, for each momentum. I wrote this guy. And now in vertex, of course, I should also put this delta function, right? Sorry. 4, so let me be careful, ideally what we should consider, yes, exactly, so in vertex I should put this, minus 4 factorial, right? And 2 by 4 delta 4, and then conservation going like that: p1 minus p1 plus p2 minus p2. So this is 0, right? And here I should put 2 by 4, right, with this guy. And then I have two propagators, right? So I have 1 over 2 pi 8, and then I have propagator with P1 and with P2. Use this rules. It seems now correct, right? And because I do not have external x, y points, I do not have this exponent. So this guy is 0, right? So I can put delta 0 outside, and then I have minus I lambda 4 factorial, and I have this guy 1 over n 2 pi 4, so this is 2 pi 4, right? And this is delta 4, 0. And then I have two factorized integrals, which I could write like this. Dc 4 p 1 over p squared minus m squared plus epsilon squared, right? Because integration independent. Okay, so this is my answer. Now delta 4, 0. We already considered similar stuff. Point is that delta 0, 4 from Fourier. This is 1 over 2 pi 4, d 4, z, e, say, p, z, when p equals 0. Right, so what we have in this case, 1 over 2 pi 4, 2t, because there is time integration, and we considering before coming to the limit from minus t to t, and then v volume. Right, so I have now, I should this substitute. Right, exactly. So, and then I could write that this guy is, I will write proportional, it's not important. Proportional, say, I lambda, and important factor. Now 2pd, this is very important factor, and times this star connected with two integral, which is again not so important for us today. But what is important that this diagram contains this factor. So this is volume, spatial, and this is t. So this fluctuation vacuum could happen everywhere in the volume and at any time. And this argument. So this is important point. All vacuum actually it's easy to see. Diagrams. All vacuum diagrams are proportional to 2TV. Okay, now we will come to the interpretation of this fact. Actually, we will show that it's those diagrams intimately connected with vacuum energy density, and it's not surprising because you can see that they connected with E0, right? And again, 2T. We will come to that, but now the following statement, which is not so surprising, one can show that our numerator, which we study in general case, is it has now. Let's consider the case two points function x, y, plus what we call a connected diagram. This is Chris, exactly Chris question. Plus, this is all diagrams we already studied with you. But times one, and actually, I should write here first term when I start. Oh no, so it's okay, right? First term is one, right? When we consider expansion. So this is, I'm considering. Well, maybe I will write left before just exponent. So one can show this. So exactly, actually, what we have so point is that in numerator those guys also appear, but remarkable fact, and again without proof, that it appears exactly in the same form as in denominator. So those bubble diagram factorized or contribution. And again, it's clear why. Remember that we wrote simple contribution. We started like, for example, this diagram, right? And we had, this is exactly, we had studied this contribution in first order in lambda. And then, because of that, we studied this diagram. Okay, so because of this, the contributions of vacuum diagram cancel. So it's good news, right? So no need actually in evaluating correlation function to consider those diagrams. You just could consider diagrams we studied. We studied, of course, with these diagrams, but no need to consider this actually contribution. It will be cancelled. Okay, this is quite good news. For us. But now, still, so in some sense, those diagrams are not observable. Why? Now I will show that they are connected with vacuum energy density. This is the same like cosmological constant. And as I said, in theory, without gravity, we cannot observe. Let me show. Okay. Point is, let me return to this formula. This equals this. Let me treat this in more Okay. So we have this inequality, right? So let me now just so let us look at this stuff more carefully. Let me call it, say, I don't know, A, this expression. From A, so now we know that this guy is expressed or exponent of all those vacuum bubbles. So on the left hand side we have exponent, and this is sum. Okay, let me write not to mix with volume. This is vacuum diagram. So contribution of vacuum diagrams. This is we assumed already. On the other hand, here, now I ignore limit for a while. Let's consider very large key, okay? We can do this. We have this guy, and ignoring all factors, this exponent is proportional to this exponent. Exponent minus I E 0 to T. Okay, from here, what we have is the following, that E 0 to T, I took it this way, is equal I and sum of all vacuum diagrams. Okay, I took log of those two parts, and because T is very, very large, those factors should be relevant to get for very large T the contribution. Fortunately, we know that 2T appears here, right? As I said, in all vacuum diagrams, where we have this factor of 2T, right? So from this viewpoint, it's okay. Now, let me divide from here 2t, I divide by 2t, and this is volume. I can. Then this is equal I and this is 2t volume. Now we cancel 2t. What is this? E0 over V, volume, density, energy density, right? So this is vacuum energy density. Density. This is exactly cosmological constant. Cosmological constant is vacuum energy density. And this guy is expressed through vacuum diagrams, and you should divide by 2TV, but it's good that we should divide, because then we cancel this 2TV. So we will get finite contribution in principle, not connected with this huge factor. So it's actually good news again. And how it looks? It looks like this I in diagrammatic form, and then we have these bubbles, plus and so on. And I even could write here 2 pi 4, if you like, delta 4, 0, because it comes. This is 2 TV, exactly. That's it. So you can see now that if you consider this contribution of vacuum diagrams times I, you will get anyway this delta 4, 0, as I got here, right? But this is exactly volume. So if you divide, this is exactly 2 TV. We prove this, we will get density. So conclusion is clear that it's not big surprise that this guy is not observable. Conclusion. It's not observable, it's tensor, right? Vacuum energy density is not observable without gravity. This is I already said many times. Without gravity. But you see, this is quite complicated diagram. So this contribution includes interaction. It's not just constant, right? It's constant which feels all those fluctuations, and it's potentially could be actually observed with gravity. And we know.
Can we explicitly find it?
Calculate in some order, of course. It's divergent, sure, for sure, and so on. Okay, so this is, I finish this stuff because I have nothing to add to this at this level. But some questions. Does it look very surprising? It's nice, right, that they cancel. It's always right. But again, point is that I would say that if you introduce in your space some sources, this is X, Y, essentially what it means that those vacuum fluctuations somehow do not feel very much in that they factorize. Of course, there is this contribution, but what is important that this contribution cancel, at least for this green function. So if you want to consider only green function in order to get some observables, you cancel everything in this. But of course, there could be different experiments. For example, inflation theory in cosmology, it feels cosmological constant. Cosmological constant changes geometry, right? We will get either de Sitter or anti-de Sitter, depending on size of this guy. So for sure, there are huge, actually, potentially huge consequences of that. But no gravity, nothing happens. Forget about that.
How does gravity enter this discussion?
Okay. Then you should write Einstein, Lagrangian, and you have measure with square root of metric determinant, and you have this step. And then you change equation, Einstein equation. And solution of that equation corresponds not Minkowski space, but it corresponds to anti-de Sitter or de Sitter, depending on sign, plus or minus, okay? So this is how we get. Just we should add new equation for gravity, for metric, essentially. And then if you have cosmological constant, you will get new source of energy and solution will be absolutely different. Absolutely. And actually it was found, de Sitter, immediately after Einstein started to work on cosmology immediately. This is here. Okay. Okay, this is, we finished with this. Now, who wake us? Fermions. Now we should consider, and this is a kind of last step in this course, to consider Feynman diagrams for fermions. And you, of course, remember that they not commute, you should consider anti-commuting in this case, right? Fortunately, many things we will change, but some things, important things will survive concerning Wick's theorem and Feynman diagram. So the plan is the following, that I will first consider modification of Wick's theorem, and then I will consider examples of some diagrams particular in the framework of so-called Yukawa theorem. I already mentioned at some point. And then, that's it. Okay, so I leave. It's here. It's convenient for you. This is everything we discussed, right? Okay, let me write. So, first of all, we have this general expression for scalar field, right? We derived. It took one day, it seems, even more, right, at the blackboard to derive this relation. And this will be, I use A, so let me call this E is too important to call it B. So one. Let's call it 10 special. So equation 10. So the expression. For Green's functions in terms of interaction pictures fields is valid in series including fermions. But to formulate properly Wick's theorem, Wick's theorem in this case, one should generalize the time ordering and normal ordering symbols, right, we use. Symbols. For fine. Okay. Now, like in the case of scalar field, start from 2-point function. Not actually 2-point function, sorry. Start from this quantity, which includes now only two, but now fermion fields, Dirac fields, which was already considered when I consider Green function for fermions, right? But I start. Okay, by the way, I omit I interaction subscript, right? So this is, of course, interaction pictures, right? In principle, I should write I here. Maybe I write once. So henceforth, I need this subscript. So we introduce this guy. This was, let me recall you, definition in this very simple case. This is definition equivalent, and depending on order of start. It's equal just this when x 0 time x point is larger than y 0 and minus, this is crucial new point, psi bar y psi x when x 0 is less than. This is definition. And then we showed that vacuum average of this combination is nothing else but Feynman propagator, but for fermions, which again we derive this is expressed through this Fourier integral. Okay, so again, this we already considered. Note that if I'm considering this quantity, E, not psi x, psi bar y, but different order, psi bar y, psi x, then, of course, definition same. So, but now this is equal psi y psi x when y0 larger than x0, and this is minus psi x psi bar y when y0. Okay, then we compare this guy x0 larger than y0 correspond to this. So it's same expression modulus is minus, right? Now compare this, and this is case y0 is larger than x0. This corresponds to this. And again, we can see the difference minus. So what does it mean that you could change under sine t, you could change operators, but each interchange introduce minus one. So you started from this, you could write in this form, but then you should put minus, right? So this is very important, crucial thing here. I will write this. Okay, I will write here conclusion. Then, so this is for then t psi x psi y is minus t is minus t psi y psi x. Okay, so for scalar we could just change order under t. Now we should consider this. Now generalization. Okay, generalization. Picks up one minus sign for each interchange of operators that is necessary to put the fields in time order. Let me show some examples. Okay, let's start, for example, this order. So T psi 1, psi 2, psi 3 psi 4. I will not write argument, but this is 1, 2, 3, 4. And let us consider the case when x3, 0 is lattice, then x1, 0, then x4, 0, and actually the earliest is x2, 0. Okay, so first is size 3. So how many interchange? So let's put size 3 at the left, right? Then we should make two interchange. So through psi 2, psi 1. This is minus 1. And I have psi 3. It's okay now. Psi 3. Next should be psi 1. I can leave as it is. But then next is not x2, 0, but x4, 0, right? Because I already took psi 3, I should psi 3 already here. Change the other order, psi 2 and psi 4. So this is equal. Okay, let me actually consider step by step. So this is just one, just in order to be consistent. So psi 3 through this guy. Let me just try this. So let me put psi 3 through those two guys. This is minus 1 squared. Of course, this is plus 1, but I chose this. This and then no, actually, so the correct answer, let me write psi 3, psi 1, psi 4. This I still don't know how psi 4 and psi 2. Okay, so how many combination, how many changes I made. Okay, so the simplest is psi 2 going through psi 3 and psi 4. This is minus 1 square. And then I should just change psi 3 and psi 1. So this is 3 interchanges, actually. You see, this guy. These two interchanges, and then psi 3 and psi 1. Okay, so this is minus 1. This is how we calculate the correct order. This is by definition, right? So everything is now fine, but now we have minus 1. Okay. And now all this stuff, this implies, I already said this, that under T fermion fields and they can use. In general, okay. For example, let's consider T, psi 1, psi 2, psi 3, psi 4, it's equal minus T, psi 2, psi 1, just one interchange, psi 3, psi 4. So they act like Grassmannian numbers. not operators, but Grassmannian numbers. So it means that numbers, because we do not have all anti-commutator equals zero, but they anti-commute. Minus t, on the other hand, this is equal t plus, if I take another psi 2, psi 3, psi 1, psi 4, and etc. Okay, now the definition. Now we define already Q-word with you. Now, weak theorem, what use beside time order? Normal order. Right? Now, the definition. Of the normal order product of fermion fields is similar. Put an extra minus for each fermion interchange under symbol M. For example, let's consider M, and I have a, this is fermion okay, this guy is equal minus 1 square 2 interchange A dagger K. It should be on the left in normal order, right? A, P, A, Q. But this is on the other hand, equal minus 1 to the cube of minus 1. Still good normal order, A, Q. And A, Q. And so on. Okay. Okay, now generalization of this theorem. When I complete this blackboard, we stop. Means that we will stop soon. If I'm alive, then of course we will stop early. Okay. Start again from this, our friend. Psi x, psi y. Now, let's consider this guy. Psi x. first psi y, when x0 is larger than y is equal. Now, you, of course, know that psi each psi x is psi plus x, like for scalars, plus psi minus x. So this guy, psi plus x, actually include annihilation operator. So this guy kills cat vacuum. And psi minus include a dagger, or b dagger if we have both. And it's actually kill this router. It's like for scalars, right? Okay, so let us write like sum, and then we will get psi plus in this form. Remember that plus should be on left. This is in normal order. But now I just write correct answer. And the last term, okay, this is normal order, first, plus, plus. This guy is not good. It's not normal order. This is normal. Yes, and this is normal. So vacuum average of this term, zero of this term, non-zero, as I said, this term zero, because this guy kills plus, kills always vacuum. And this is same story. So we should rewrite in order to get normal order this term. So this is the what we leave as a term. All terms besides this. Now, what we consider minus then it's okay, but of course it's not the whole story. Plus, in order to keep this expression without changing, I will have anti-commutator now. And this anti-commutator, to make mistake, is this psi, yes, of course, this psi dagger minus one. Sure, if because of minus, right? It kills one term this, and I return to initial this term. And I write like that. And psi x psi y plus this guy. Okay, now let me use another piece of blackboard. to finish this part because it's, okay, everything is. Let me. Because we have just a couple of lines to stop at the appropriate place. Okay, now let's consider the same T product, but reversal time order. Y0 is larger than F0, okay? Still T product. T psi x. Now this. Okay, now we have this minus so all y operators is on left right now. But because I change the order, we have minus of the, by the definition of T order, right? One interchange. Okay, now where is bad operator? Not in the normal order. This is fine. Now this guy is not good. All the rest guys fine. Again, I will write in this form. And now I will write in the form plus psi minus x. Of course, now it's not time order, right? But I want to express time order through normal. This is plus and minus. And now minus the same anti-commutator as before. Yeah, it's not same because of minus, right? And different words. Anti-commutator. Now let's consider terms we brought here. This, of course, equals this. Why? Point is that in theory we know this is free operators, right? And plus operators contains only a operators which are anti-commutes, right? So I could put in the form like is written there psi plus x psi plus y with plus. So this equal there equal because they are anti-commutes. Plus always anti-commutes. Minus anti-commutes because they include only plus operators, which doesn't give you numbers. So this guy, same story Oh, we should compare with this, sorry. Here, right? Now this guy is just equal. This is exactly what I'm doing. I should compare with this, right? I already, sorry. This guy equals this guy. Now this guy psi plus Just one more. So we rewrote exactly this pair. You write psi minus y. Psi minus y. So this is this term, right? Psi minus y, so I should write this. Psi minus y. Where is this term? Maybe I lost it. So I have psi bar. Okay, mistake is here. I forgot to put bar because of that I cannot find. So this is psi. Psi bar minus first term, psi plus s. Right, it's here. Right, and it should be psi. This is term, right? Now this guy. Psi minus x. Psi plus bar. So I have here and I have psi minus, but again they are equal because they and they commute. So what is important then is that this part is equal to the same quantity and say psi x psi y. So what I want to say is that this is equal n like there psi x plus all terms, but now with minus we have this stuff. And the commutator. Already. And conclusion. Now, when we consider this, we write T order and I saw. Is normal order. Plus what is now called fermion contraction, which I define, and then I stop. Where this will be the last one. Where where this contraction equals exactly what we got with u. Psi plus x and then commutate move there. Psi for x y zero and enter commutator with minus psi plus y psi this and psi plus psi plus y, psi minus x for y zero, x zero. But this is equal nothing else but our well known fermion propagator. Okay, I stop here, so we are back.